Afghanistan, a war which cost the lives of nearly 15,000 young Soviet conscripts and an estimated 1 million Afghans.
It was the Soviet Union's Vietnam syndrome, so to speak. It was impossible for a great superpower to run away from this wild country.
The United States supplied billions of dollars of weapons to unlikely allies, Islamic fundamentalists.
It is entirely true that this was a war that was fought with our gold, but with their blood.
The Panjshir Valley in the Hindu Kush Mountains of Afghanistan, a rural, traditionally Islamic country of 15 million people. Foreign nations had tried to conquer it for centuries. None succeeded. But civil war and years of Cold War conflict would bring the people of Afghanistan a terrible toll of death and destruction. In the 1970s, Afghanistan became a focus for superpower rivalry. Close to the Persian Gulf's oil and the Indian Ocean ports, it bordered Iran in the west and Pakistan in the south and east. In the north, it shared a border with the Muslims of the Soviet Union's Central Asian republics. To Moscow, a friendly Afghanistan was vital. Kabul, Afghanistan, April 1978. A military coup brings a left-wing regime to power. Soviet cameras portray it as a romantic, popular revolution. Crowds were organized to celebrate the change of power. Nur Mohammad Taraki, Afghanistan's new leader, looked to the Soviet Union for support. Moscow sent hundreds of Soviet advisors to advance socialism.